I'm Niamh Cassidy, a former social care worker who, after having my own children, found a calling as a childbirth educator and lactation consultant. Back when I started this journey, I faced the same challenges many of you might be experiencing right now, struggling to get enough clients to make my business viable long term. I knew in my heart that I had the skills and knowledge to make a difference, but the thought of marketing and selling left me feeling a bit uneasy. I didn't want to compromise my authenticity and values just to attract clients. I invested in trainings and mentorships, and I tried various strategies that I learned, but it often felt like I couldn't implement a lot of it because what I was being taught didn't match my values as a birth and postpartum worker. That's when I decided to take matters into my own hand. I embarked on a mission to learn, to experiment, and to find ethical and authentic ways to share my expertise, support my clients, and build a sustainable practice. Today, I'm proud to say that I run a thriving private practice, and I'm here to share my insights with all of you to help you to do the same. Join me on this journey as I help you bridge the gap between your passion for supporting new parents and the success you deserve. Together, we'll discover the power of ethical, authentic, and effective approaches, not only to make a living, but also to make a positive impact in the world of birth and postnatal care. Let's get started on this empowering journey together. Hello, everyone. You're listening to the Pregnancy and Postnatal Entrepreneurs Collective podcast, where I dive deep into the world of business growth and wellness for birth and postpartum workers, and the mindset that's needed to ensure that both of those things happen. I'm your host, Niamh Cassidy, a childbirth educator, lactation consultant, and your business mentor on this journey. Today, I'm going to have a look at overcoming limiting beliefs. Now, I know many of us have faced those nagging thoughts that tell us we can succeed, but as I've learned from my coach, these are temporary thought patterns that we can actually conquer. So we're going to have a look at some of the five most common ones I see coming up time and time again. So the first one, which is one of the main ones I see coming up, is the limiting a belief around worrying about the competition. It's natural to glance at others in our field and wonder, are we measuring up? But here's the truth, there is room for everyone. Other birth workers should be a source of inspiration, not of worry. Instead of worrying, connect with your own uniqueness and let it shine through. You may have heard before, your vibe is your tribe, and that's totally true. When you're doing you, it's like a magnet bringing in all of your ideal clients, the ones who only want to work with you because it's you that they resonate with. So the second limiting belief that I want to look at is this idea that you cannot make a decent living off birth work, or you can't support your family off birth work. This is a total misconception. Do you know how many babies are born a year? Well, it's about 140 million babies are born every year. If you don't know how many babies are born every year in your area, look it up. There is plenty of business out there. And remember, your value is not determined by external factors, but by the impact you create. Recognize the worth of your services and communicate it confidently. The universe really does respond to the energy you give out. You are the creator of your financial reality. Shift your mindset from scarcity to abundance. When you believe in the value you provide, others will too. Now, let's tackle the juicy limiting belief that you don't have enough time to focus on your business. This was so me. I was constantly worrying about time and not having enough of it. Time is your most precious resource, of course. But here's the thing. There's a huge likelihood that you are wasting time that you don't need to. I recently did a workshop on balance and boundaries, and some of what I shared is about how much time we lose on task switching and also on doing things that other people could be doing instead. You lose about 60 to 90 seconds every time you task switch. That could be as simple as glancing at a notification on the screen of your phone. Every time you do that, even if you don't read it,
you lose 60 to 90 seconds before your brain can get back to the task at hand. So turn those phones onto focus mode, turn off the notifications when you're trying to get something done, and you will get it done so much quicker. Close the tabs on the computer, turn off your doorbell if you need to, get stuck in, and you will save so much time. Time expands or contracts based on your perception of it. You know how it feels like time flies when you're having fun, or how it drags by when you're doing something really boring? So see it as a partner in your journey rather than a constraint. When you manage it really, really consciously, you become the master of your time, not a slave to it. Now let's look at limiting belief number 4, which is that you lack the skills to be successful. Instead of focusing on what you don't know, take on a growth mindset. Embrace learning as a lifelong journey. You don't need to know everything right now, but you do need to continue to build your business skills over time. Identify areas for development, seek mentorship, and invest in your growth. Every master was once a beginner. I would never have reached the success I have without investing in my growth. Embrace any challenges as opportunities for your development. And remember, it's progress, not perfection. The last limiting belief that I want to cover is this idea that people in your area won't pay for services. So whatever it is that you think is special about your specific area, it's not true. Because here's the thing, your mindset shapes your reality. When you really believe in the value of your services and the impact you make and believe that it's worth paying for, the world responds accordingly. As I mentioned earlier, there are plenty of babies being born, and every new family is an opportunity for you to deliver your services. You may need to educate people in your local area about the types of services you provide and the benefits of them if there hasn't been a lot of birth work in your area, but the potential is massive. So I hope you're ready to leave these limiting beliefs behind. They are only temporary thought patterns after all. And remember, the only thing holding you back is yourself. Embrace your authenticity, recognize your worth, and watch those barriers dissolve, revealing an amazing path to your success. Signing off till next time. Love and light, Niamh. If you enjoyed or benefited from today's podcast, please leave a review on your favorite listening platform. And if you need help in standing out as a birth or postpartum worker, download our free guide, 10 Steps to Stand Out and Get More Bookings. The link is in the show notes.